welcome to Hughes from the Heart. Thank you very much for tuning in to the podcast. This is the free version of the podcast. If you would like the more in-depth daily version, please go to my Patreon, patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. I hope you will do that. Some exciting stats to share with you. We are now, let me just update this here. Let me hit refresh in case it changed in the last 30 seconds. 53 countries, 935 global cities around the world. Wow, this is exciting stuff. I thank you very much. Our top 10 countries, still the U.S. at the top. That's where I am from, and that's where I podcast from, in the woods of Western Washington. Followed by Germany, Canada, France, United Kingdom, Japan, Australia, the Russian Federation, Brazil, and South Korea. Top 10 cities. Frankfurt, Germany. Novato, California. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Seattle, Washington. Olympia, Washington. Look at all these Washington cities tuning in to this podcast originating from their backyard here in the Pacific Northwest. San Francisco, the city of my birth many, many years ago. Many, many years ago. Number six. Number seven, Columbus, Ohio. Number eight, Ashburn, Virginia. Number nine, Sparks, Nevada. And number 10, East Greenwich, Rhode Island. And that's followed by 925 other global cities. Thank you very much. We can't thank you all, but we'll start thanking you randomly, I think, because I am very grateful for your listenership. And I'd be even more grateful if you would come support the paid podcast, because that's what helps keep the lights on. I'll be honest with you. The free version is not keeping the electricity going for the podcast. It's not paying the bills. So please help me out, will you? And come over to patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. You can join the podcast for $1 a month. That's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. It's 3 pennies a day. So please come on over and show your support. If everybody listening to my voice right now were to join the podcast, I could do this full time. I'm not even kidding you. I could do this full time if everybody listening would do this. I want to talk about the subject of overthinking, because we are overthinking creatures. The greatest gift humans have is our mind, because everything is created in the mind, all right? Our world is created in our mind. Our happiness, our misery, everything that happens to us happens in our mind. The universe isn't out there. The universe is in here, I say as I tap my forehead. If that's where the mind is, the mind could be in your heart, maybe it could be in your right foot. I don't know where the mind is. I'm starting to really, really believe over the last several years that the mind doesn't even exist in the body, that the mind can exist outside of the body, which used to be a very controversial thing to say, but not so much anymore. We really have no idea. That's what this podcast really is all about, the wonders of the world, and coming from the premise that we don't have a freaking clue what's going on out there. We really don't. This piece comes from sciencealert.com, and it's written by a clinical psychologist. And some good advice and some good thoughts on the subject of overthinking, this loop that many of us have in our heads, this endless loop. And it's usually, loops aren't bad if they're full of empowering images and voices. Most of us don't have a loop going on 24/7 saying, you are wonderful, you are amazing, you are the greatest creature to ever walk the earth, you have the endless capabilities that humans were endowed with, you are an eternal being of light, you are perfect, you do not need to be saved, you do not need salvation, you are perfect in and of yourself, you are enough, you are loved, you are abundant. If that's the kind of loop that most of us have in our heads, then we'd be in a lot better shape as a world, I'll tell you that. I would argue that the loop going through most of our heads is the negative kind, the one that says you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you're not rich enough, you don't have enough money, you're totally broke, you're ugly, you have no social skills, you have no friends, you have no abundance to speak of, you are sickly, you are this, you are weak, you need salvation, you need to be saved, your soul is sickening, your body is even worse. Most of us have that kind of a loop going through our heads. And it's no wonder that we can't achieve our goals a lot of the time, because we have a loop that tells us we can't, that we mustn't, that we shouldn't, that we have no chance in hell of ever achieving these goals. So there's rumination and there's overthinking, and a lot of times they're mixed together and thought of to be the same thing. But according to this author, they're slightly different, although they are related. Rumination is having thoughts on repeat in our minds. And this can lead to overthinking, but it's not necessarily overthinking onto itself. Overthinking is analyzing these thoughts without finding solutions or solving the problem. See, overthinking wouldn't be so bad if it led to positive results, but most of the time it just leads to ulcers, it leads to agony, it leads to headaches, it leads to heartache. Think of it as a record playing the same part of the song over and over and over and over and over again. And again, to use the same analogies I've been using, it's most likely not the part of the song we want to hear the most over and over and over again. There's some parts of songs where it would be cool if it was stuck in an endless loop. I could live with that with some songs. But other songs, well, they can be a little annoying if they get caught in the same place over and over again. So our brains are hardwired to look out for threats, and they have been since we first started using our minds and our brains. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It helps us to, you know, have an exit plan, to have a survival plan to address these threats, to keep us safe, to keep us alive. Now, these threats or perceived threats, imaginary threats, whatever they may be, they could be very real, they could be very false. But they're oftentimes based on past experiences, the what-ifs that pop up, imagining what could happen in the future based on what has happened in the past. Our what-ifs are usually negative outcomes. Most of us don't say, what if I give a great speech? What if that speech leads to a book deal and I make $1 million writing books? What if I'm the best in my class? What if I get a raise at work today? What if I walk into work today and I get promoted? Most of us don't have those kind of what-ifs. What if I win the lottery today? Most of us are, you know, what if I don't have enough money in my bank account to feed my kids? Or what if I don't have enough money in my bank account to fill my gas tank to get to work? And those what-ifs are what are often called as hot thoughts. They bring up a lot of emotion, usually not good ones. Worry, anger, sadness, anxiety. Which means we can easily get stuck on those thoughts, and they keep going over and over and over again in our heads. But because they're about things that have either already happened or could happen in the future, but are not necessarily happening right now, it's hard to fix the problem, if not impossible. So we keep going over the same thoughts. You can't solve a problem that hasn't happened yet. Most of us do this. Most people find themselves in situations at one time or another when they overthink. Some people are more likely to ruminate. People who have had prior challenges or experienced trauma may have come to expect threats and look for them more than people who have not had these adversities. So that's normal. Deep thinkers, people who are prone to anxiety or low mood, and those who are sensitive or feel emotions deeply are also more likely to ruminate and to overthink. When we're stressed out, what happens? Our emotions go crazy. They tend to get stronger and last longer. Our thoughts can be less accurate. They can be a little bit more fantastic and kind of crazy. But in the moment of being stressed out, we don't see them that way. That's why, you know, the whole expression, making a mountain out of a molehill. I've done that. You've done that, I'm sure. You worry over something and you go, this is so freaking ridiculous. Why am I worrying about this? It's nothing. Being run down or physically unwell can also mean our thoughts are harder to tackle and manage. So when we're under stress, when we're experiencing burnout, when we haven't had enough sleep, when we haven't eaten in a long time, when we're hangry. I mean, these are times when it's harder and harder to tackle and manage these thoughts. When our thoughts go on repeat or loop mode, it's helpful to use both emotion-focused and problem-focused strategies, according to the article. Being emotion-focused means figuring out how we feel about something and addressing those feelings. We might feel regret or sadness about something that has happened or worry about something that could or could not happen in the future. Acknowledging these emotions, using self-care techniques, accessing social support to talk about and manage our feelings is helpful. The second part is being problem-focused, looking at what you would do differently. and making a plan for dealing with future possibilities that your thoughts are raising. But it's difficult to plan for all eventualities. We're not designed to do that. Our brains aren't designed to do that. That's why we get so stressed out so easily. What's more helpful is to make a plan for one or two of the more likely possibilities and accept there may be things that happen you haven't thought of, and that's okay. We need to think about why these thoughts are showing up in the first place. Our feelings, our experiences, our information. And we need to know why this information is popping up, what it's trying to tell us maybe, and why they're showing up now as opposed to yesterday or last week or an hour ago. Knowing how you would respond to some more likely possibilities might be helpful with whatever scenario you're going through. Letting the thoughts go at some point is very, very important. A useful way to manage rumination or overthinking is change, accept, and let go. Change, accept, and let go. Challenge and change aspects of your thoughts where you can. For example, the chance that your young person going off to school will run out of money and have no food and starve is not likely. It's not likely to happen. As broke as you may be, as poor as you may be, chances are you and your family are not going to starve to death. Right? That's the worst case scenario. You would starve to death. You would die. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's not very likely for most of us. So you could plan on checking in with your child regularly off at school about how they're coping financially, encouraging them to access budgeting support, maybe from their college or university. And remember this, your thoughts are just ideas. That's all they are. We give too much importance to our thoughts. They're not necessarily true or accurate, but when we overthink and have them on repeat, they can start to feel real because they become so familiar. We're thinking them so often that we don't realize these thoughts are just ideas. They're just belief systems. They're just opinions a lot of times. These thoughts are opinions, not even facts. Coming up with a more realistic thought can help stop the loop of the unhelpful, unrealistic thoughts. Accepting our emotions and finding ways to manage will also be helpful. Good self-care, taking good care of yourself, might mean reading a book, closing off to the rest of the world for a while, saying, you know what, I'm going off to my study right now and I need a little bit of privacy, please. Going off for a walk in the woods. Communication with those closest to you is key. As well, accepting that life inevitably involves a lack of complete control over outcomes and possibilities life may throw at us, and that's okay. What we always are in control of, always, 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 our reactions and our behaviors to the things that happen to us. We're always in control of that. Don't ever think that you're going to delegate that to somebody else. Nobody else can react to things except for you. You're the only one for good, bad, ugly news, whatever it happens to be, a death, a promotion, a pregnancy, a divorce, whatever it is, only you are in control of your reactions and behaviors to these things that happen to you. And remember this, it sounds like a cliche, but it's true. You have a 100% success rate of getting through challenges up to this point, right? I mean, if you're listening to this podcast episode right now, you have gotten through every challenge you've ever been faced with. I mean, you're not dead. They didn't kill you. You might have wanted things to go differently, sure. But you coped. You got through them. You survived. So the last part is letting go of the need to know exactly how things are going to turn out and believing in your ability to cope with whatever happens. Remember, when you're stressed out, when you're tired, your brain is stressed out and tired, and you're more likely to overthink, and that will lead to more anxiety and stress and depression. It'll create a cycle that can affect your very well-being every day. It's important to learn to manage your stress levels, eating better, sleeping better, moving your body more. I'm trying to do all this stuff. I'm losing weight. I'm eating as healthy as I've ever eaten. I'm logging every calorie burned, every calorie taken in. And it feels good. I'm walking much further. I'm walking at least twice as much as I used to. And it feels good, not just for my body, but for my brain. Do more things that you enjoy. Visit with the people that you care about the most. Do things that fuel your soul and your spirit. So important. Do things that you love without guilt, without regret. Do things that you love, so long as you're not hurting other people, of course. Distracting yourself with pleasurable activities, people that bring you happiness and joy and laughter, good companionship, can get your thoughts off of repeat mode. It may be time to talk to someone, a professional, if you can't seem to digest these things and use the steps that we've outlined here in this piece from this clinical psychologist. If you find yourself being affected in every area of your life by overthinking, your levels of anxiety are off the charts, your mood is dropping, your sleep, your appetite, your enjoyment of life being affected negatively, it's time to talk to a professional. There's nothing wrong with that. A therapist can provide tools that have been proven to be helpful. They've helped other people. They can help you. And some of these tools can help you manage your worry. And they're easy to find now more than ever. You just Google therapists in my area, therapists within 30 minutes of me, therapists within 100 miles of me, 20 miles of me, whatever it is, and you're going to find a list of people who can help you. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I'm Spencer Hughes. This is Hughes from the Heart. The free version, please come over to the paid version. I really need you over there. This is a fun place to hang out. If you notice, I only do one or two episodes a month, maybe three or four episodes a month if I'm really inspired to put onto the free content. But I'm too busy trying to pay the bills to spend too much time on the free content. I'll be honest with you. I can't spend all my time on the free content when I have bills to pay and a family to feed. So I have to be over on the paid side. You can be over there too today. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. I even have a 7-day free trial where it opens up the archives to thousands of episodes. I'm not kidding you, thousands of episodes. You can listen to as many as you want, as many as you can physically listen to in those 7 days for the free trial. I guarantee you, you will find the podcast worth $1 a month. There's no way in hell. I mean, I'm a worthless human being if I'm not worth 3 pennies a day to you. If the information we put out there into the universe and the good vibrations we put out there to you in the world are not worth 3 pennies a day, I'm a worthless human being. I should be ashamed to wake up every morning, okay? It's worth it. Come on over. Sign up today. Do it. Patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Much love to you, my friend, wherever you are. Thanks a lot for being here, and we'll talk again real soon, very, very soon, on Patreon. Not so sure when we're going to talk again next here, to be honest, but we'll talk again, and I'll see you soon.